Blog Talk Radio.
Always pinging women that I'm bringing in and out the picture when I'm supposed to be your nigga. When I'm faded off the liquor, all the women in my Mr. Buck.
Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize. I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now. Won't you realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize.
You got the best of me, you earned the rest of me. I underestimated everything that we could be. Damn it, we made it, with no hesitation. I had to make you mine, cause my baby's the greatest. We've been through it all, baby. You risked it all for me. Baby, now I owe you everything and more. And I'ma give you everything you deserve. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if you wasn't there looking out for me. You gave me another chance to show you I'm a better man. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if you wasn't there looking out for me. You gave me another chance to show you I'm a better man.
Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now. Won't you realize? Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize.
Fire. If I stock change, we gotta get your mind right, get your money right. Got a good show for you tonight, man. This is the home of the indie artist. You already know how we do on a Wednesday night. It's the God Ben Frank. That song you heard right there, that's that new Devin Mill single, Better Man, featuring Marcus Allen. Shout out to Marcus Allen, R&B star on the come up. Nah, man, teamed up with Devin Mill. Shout out to JG Entertainment. Nah, man, good single, man. Good single available on all streaming platforms right now. Go ahead and stream that, man. The trailer out right now. YouTube about to finish shooting the video soon enough for you. Nah, man, good story, good love story, good song, good single. You know, good music. That's what it is, man. A mill, double mill, better man. Check that out. You know what I mean? For real. We got a lot of good music for you today, man. So just sit back. You know what I mean? Roll something up. Twist on something. You already know. Phone line lighting up. Let's get straight to that 510. What's popping? What's popping? Big hats in the building.
What's going on, family? Hey, man, I got blessed news for you, man. I got blessed news for you. If you look on my page, man, you'll see 4 to 5 radio stations out of Africa. And they hungry for new music, man. I sent them all to your DM. And I got to do a shout-out to DJ Choco. He listening in tonight. He from Nigeria. He's the gateway over to Africa. He runs a couple of stations, and he got influence on a few. So I sent you the links, and he already waiting on you.
That's what's up. You sent me the links on Twitter, right?
Yep, your DM.
Yeah, seeing that, yeah. Whole bunch of links, yeah. That's
what's up. Yeah, man. You know, since you've been over there, man, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the motherland, you already know. He from Nigeria.
Yes, sir.
Egypt. You know, shout out to the whole continent, you already know, man.
Yeah, hey, he's cool. He cool people too, man. I've been fucking with him for about 2 weeks now, man. He real cool, man. And you know, only a small fee, man. You know, like a donation. He hammer it, man. I got to give it to him. So I just wanted to share that with you, man. You know. So, yeah, he listening right now. What's
that's
good
real,
with you, man? I see new music
yeah.
Coming out.
Yeah, man. We got that new single from Devil Mill and Marcus Allen called Better Man right now. Streaming on all platforms right now. You know what I mean? Good song
yeah,
for ladies.
He sent it to me. He sent it to me.
Yeah. You already know, man. Single doing
yeah.
Good, man. Shout out to Radio Pusher, you know. Pushing
I know.
That.
Man, come on, man. That's what we do.
Yeah, man. It's time for new music. So Devil Mill had to hit him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, hey, yeah. He hit him, too.
Yeah.
Hey, when they hear that, I'm surprised they still standing.
Word, man. It's definitely a deep message behind the song, man. You know what I mean? It's definitely all about how, you know, when the video come out, you see the whole how play out. It's all about how the death of Dev's girlfriend made him a better man. And just by all the stuff that he learned and experiences that he had with her past just ended up making him a better man in the end. And you know, it's a powerful message. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, hey, I like the whole package, man. I really did. You know, I got the two snippets and checked it out, man. I'm already a fan, man. So it didn't take much to convince me, but man, he right on point.
For real, man. We right on point, man. It's time for some real. Police reform, man, in this country. You know what I mean? What's going on with the whole George Floyd situation, you know?
Oh, man, yeah. Yes. My boy, he got something coming out, man, you know, with my mom's voice sampled on it. It's right on time, too, man, you know. They shooting a video on the 19th. So when it's ready, I'll send you the music, you know.
That's real. Send it, man. Definitely do that, man.
Yeah.
Definitely. We got some music
yeah.
Later on today, man.
Yeah. Future. I talked to Future last night. Yeah, but Maestro got something new, too, man. He redid Sarah Smiles and the lead singer, Rick James. not the Rick James, but Rick James. Man, that man, he's hitting it. Ben Frank, he can hold a note longer than I can hold my motherfucking breath or inhale some granddaddy purple.
Can't be that,
you know,
that granddaddy
purple. No. Right. You know, so quoting Future Guru, man, we all in the fifth dimension, man. We all rising together.
Word, man. We a team, know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Hey, and for your submissions over to Nigeria, they not even doing MP3s, dog. SoundCloud link, soon as he get it, man. On your word, he playing it.
Before I
even sent him something, that motherfucker was in rotation like 20 times. I'm like, damn. So when we off, man, just look at my page, man. 105.9, 99.7. Man, I can't even keep up, dog.
So,
oh, yeah. Can y'all hear me, man? I'm checking in, man. You know, moving and grooving.
Yes, sir.
Wiggling. Can y'all?
Yes, sir.
Can y'all turn my volume up. Can y'all hear me? What's good?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah,
we hear you.
Yeah, man. I heard Hess talking about the global experience that we are actually like, happy to be a part of with all the music that we submit into these outlets. So if you actually put it into the, you know, into the atmosphere, like what we want to do is to support our listeners, man, and everybody that check in with us, like we giving y'all a free game, man. That's what we do on the show on Wednesdays. We on once a week for y'all to catch the free game. So I appreciate you, Ben Frank, for letting me submit the music. Over the last 8 years, over bro, like we've been on a great journey, man, and it's always a pleasure to have our guests come on and say they enjoyed the music and the vibe. That means everything to me from the beginning when I got on with you, bro. Like I knew that's how I was feeling, so I knew that everybody else would feel that way. And Big Hess, man, glad to have you. Part of the family, man. It's one love over here, bro. You know, be out here wiggling, putting paint where it ain't. I know y'all might have never heard the expression, be putting paint where it ain't. And I got that from my OG Cocaine, be putting paint where it ain't. So if y'all want to get the lingo, y'all just got to catch up a little bit. Y'all can see Cocaine on my page. And when I say y'all see Cocaine on my page, it means music of a G-Funk legend. Who has parents that was Motown legends. Y'all go look up Cocaine and his music catalog and his family's music catalog. Y'all gonna see how his moms and pops was, you know, definitely rocking with the greats of what you hear today, inspired music by our musical ancestors, so to speak, because I got musical ancestors. Like I got Larry Blackman from Cameo. I got
Cameo.
Ohio Players. All the old groups like that, Ohio Players. And definitely groups like LTD, when Jeffrey Osborne made his mark. And definitely Prince. Shout out to Prince, who just had a birthday, you know.
Yes, sir.
He had only birthday to Prince. Whitney Houston, she's a local favorite of mine. From East Orange, New Jersey, because I grew up in East Orange, too. I'm an Essex County product, man. Essex County, New Jersey. I mean, I ran through Newark, East Orange, Irvington, Orange, everything. Like, real ones, though. You know, I'm going to keep it clean for the show, Black Lives Matter. You know how we do. I'm using my voice and my platform, y'all, as a resource to educate people around their neighborhoods. I know how to do that type of stuff. I could tell you what's going on in Cleveland. Shit, people that live in Cleveland don't know. That's marketing. That's actually helping the cause. It's not just marketing. It's helping the cause before it's marketing, before it's actually marketing. So who am I targeting? Today I'm talking to people in Cleveland. Tomorrow I might be talking to people in Chicago. We have too many deaths in Chicago, and I don't understand how we could be doing peaceful protests versus killing. So we gotta figure that out. So we got our own issues internally, but the infrastructure and the cause is about not only George Floyd, but hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of others, man, along the years. Thousands. It's in the thousands. Trust me, it's in the thousands. So you know it's in the thousands. And no justice, no peace. Peace on the left, justice on the right. So that's what I had to say opening the show, man. I appreciate my brothers for inspiring me to keep my sanity. You know, we got to check in. I said a bunch of y'all, nice little thing on my Instagram where the brother said, you know, my brother Biscuit, you know, his Biscuit said, you know, sending out a message because I want to see you win, man. That's how my network feels, you know, about what we doing. And we're giving y'all an opportunity to win with us. Because Ben Frank, he etched the platform. He put the bricks down. You know, I help him put more bricks down. Am I right, my brother? I help him put more bricks. I gotta let him put all them bricks down by himself. Help him put more
Word,
bricks
help
down.
Lay the foundation, right? Lay the
foundation. Exactly. I help put more bricks down. I'm one of the ones. If you seen the riots, because I gotta give y'all this real quick, and I'm gonna be quite frank with y'all. A person that approached me and asked me. On a level like, hey, what do you think about everything that's going on? Now, you can tell from the person that said that he wasn't black.
Right.
So you say, what do you think about everything that's going on out here? Oh, man. So I said, well, the first thing I see is that when it comes to the rioting and the looting, and the first thing you see when you look at that, the people that's doing that ain't even black. Most of them is not even black. So since you want to have to know that doctor to ask me about it, I'm going to be directly and confront you about how that's strike one for you for even asking me that. You ain't even no position. You don't even know how I feel right now. I might be too emotional. That's not your lane to get in my lane and ask me about what I think is going on. Are you talking about the protests or the fucking riots? That's my second question. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't even asking the second question. And I said, they paying people out here to cause mayhem and chaos. That's what I told them. So I'm going to be direct off top, off the flat. I'm going to be direct. So if you ask me some stupid-ass shit like that, it's not even, you might be politely thinking you asked me a question, but you trying to size me up? No, fool, you going to get sized up faster. And you going to get it on my face like real quick. I'm going to shut you down. You know what I mean? So, you know, we don't take too kindly to that type of dialect or conversation when we need to be talking to our own people about, yo, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? We need to be organizing and strategizing. I ain't got time to answer your questions. Next question. You know what I'm saying? Are you in or out? What are you all about? Are you down with this? Are you not down with this, you know? Let's go there, you know?
Hey, you should ask them why so many. There's more white people holding up a Black Lives Matter poster than there is black people holding it. You say,
are you in or out? Exactly. Are you in or out? Yo, that's cool too. That's cool to make a note of. Cause they tired. They tired. They're gonna side. They better side. They better. Yo, do you think the percentage of how it could go and united if they have black friends or not? They know what they need to stand for, whether they have black friends or not. They just gonna stay. They gonna step in and step together and lock arms, motherfucker. You know, that's the shit they better be on. The other ones that ain't with that, they going to buy guns and they ship. They wouldn't be standing around like they got guns and shit. We got guns too, fool. It's something that I posted off what the young lady said, Kimberly Jones. I hope y'all saw that when she was speaking on how, when I say America, America KKK, like Ice Cube said it, America should be happy with the fact that we looking for equality and not for revenge.
Exactly.
That's the key post of the day. item that I posted yesterday, and I'm gonna stand on that and use my platform to be a voice and a resource. That's all I want to do. You know, if y'all marching, march. My brother just left D.C. marching. You know, my brother had witnessed the turmoil in Greensboro. They had incidents, but he didn't go marching in Greensboro. I don't think. He went out there, but I think he went marching in D.C. and still had two different tales of two cities right there. I want his reaction. I want his reaction. And I thank goodness for my mom actually getting this. Told me to shout out Bowser in D.C., the mayor of D.C. She the one that put the Black Lives Matter in front of the White House. Along the, she's stepping up. We gotta respect
hey,
that.
Like
we gotta go watch that. We need to
we need
to bring that kind of content. You won't see a lot of that. That content is a go. I told my moms. Now you know if I told my moms, I talked to my mom like the G on some G shit. So I said, "Yeah, mom, she going toe to toe with all that Trump shit. She going toe to toe with all that 4-5 shit." I could talk to my moms like that because my moms brought her to my attention. But I had already seen the clip. But I knew it had to be something. I said, I know Trump didn't okay that. No, the mayor of D.C. okayed that. And that's the difference between local government, city government, state government. That's why Trump can't tell Inslee what to do out here in Seattle or Washington and Washington, the state of Washington. Because state has their own government. City has their own government. Back off. Black Lives Matter. If y'all seen the yellow road in front of the White House that had the whole street with Black Lives Matter, she did that shit. That was awesome. I felt so good seeing that. That's, you know what I mean? I don't know if y'all saw that, man, but please, if y'all get a chance, please go watch that in front of the D.C., the Black Lives Matter in the road they had. Like, you know how you do it on the football field where it spelled out the whole thing of the whole street, Black Lives Matter. Man.
Yeah, I seen that big yellow letters.
Yes, sir. Thank you, my brother. I hope anybody else that's listening to us seen it because we're going to replay this show. This is the show where when you say the revolution will not be televised. That's the episode you're listening to right now on Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Revolution will not be televised.
I got an hour.
What's going on, Ben Frank? Yeah, I appreciate you, bro.
Everything good, man. We got that new single, 7 Mil Marcus Allen, right now on streaming platforms right now. Better Man, booming right now. You know?
That's what I was waiting for.
So, since you brought that up, I got to take a pause for the cause. And I got to say, I appreciate my brother, JG Entertainment, James Garner. And I appreciate my brother, Marcus Allen, for supporting my guys, my brothers, 7 Mil and Ben Frank, because they put a swagged out. We knew it was coming. We got our own swag in R&B. This is legendary. We got our own swag in hip hop and R&B right now. That's going to be seen to the world. It's going up. We got to get that record on our African stations and our London connection through me and Big Hess. We're going to do that. Cause me and Big Hess is in the fifth dimension. Anything we fucking with is going up. So, I'm piggybacking off Hess right now, his last comments about the Africa station and all the outlets that I actually given a stamp to, man. Yo, y'all lock in, man. Oh, boy, that's running that. He hit me up through my DMs on Twitter. You know, Hess can tell y'all his Twitter info. You know, I'm kind of in between making moves. I'm out here running to the bag, you know, securing things for my family and myself. So I'm on the show tonight, showing everybody it's all about love and respect. I'm giving my time so we can give y'all this free game. You know, me and Ben Frank decided to do that years ago. And this is the time where y'all could tap in. This is the time where y'all could tap in. Before I called in tonight, shout out to my man Sky, who's been supporting the campaign and the promo. And shout out to my man Scott with his new platforms. I'm not even gonna say platform. I said platforms with an S on the end. So when you hear Scott on the air with us tonight and Willie G, you know it's real because they've been rocking with us the long way with me and my brother Ben Frank. Like, that's all I can say. That's all. That's the realest thing I can say about it. We appreciate them tapping in with us and inviting us and spinning Devin Mills shit every day and promoting it. Like, man, we all on the same gang, man. It's gang.
Straight.
What y'all talking
straight
about out here?
Grind.
It's straight grind and it's gang.
Grind, man.
Straight grind and it's gang. 1,000 network, a mill network. Listen, after that, it's up there. Y'all just need to tap in. And something that my brother said is, Biscuit, let them sleep on you. If they sleep on you, that's a vibe. He said, that's a vibe to me if they sleep on you. If they sleep on you, not only, I know where he was coming from, but he didn't have to say nothing about motivation. I knew what he was talking about. If they sleep on you, they going to catch on sooner or later. And we too strong out here to just disappear and fall off. It's another something coming. Jeez. It's something else coming. I even said it's another something coming, and a new record
right now.
Hey, Ben Frank, can you run that? I appreciate how y'all put that together, and I already feel like an executive producer on this project, right? So that's why I feel like. Can you tell us the name of the Marcus Allen? Because I'm getting back to the swagged out hip hop R&B shit we got going on coming out. It's not even. It's about to be launched. This is a launch, and it's very special and it's special for me because I've been rocking with Marcus Allen for 5, 6, 7 years, and definitely. My brother Ben Frank, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. I don't know how y'all count that. That's like 10 more years in between when I just said that. If I go for 5, 6, 7 years, how many years is that between all of us with knowledge and game and experience? As artists and management, that's 40 years of experience. Me, you guys don't look at it like this, but this is the fifth dimension all about. This will teach you about love and respect and honor. Ben Frank. 10, 15 years in the game online. I ain't even talking about beforehand. 10, 15 years in the game online, working. Myself, 10, 15 years in the game online. 30 years right there. Marcus Allen, 10 years in the game, music. JG Entertainment, 15, 20 years. He's my OG. That's Marcus Allen's manager. I just gave you 50 years of experience in a cipher. Wake up. I got Big Hess on the line with us right now, 20 years in the game. My OG. And I got 20 years in the game, but I was just playing with y'all. I got 25 years in the game. Go figure that shit out. How the fuck this nigga got 25 years in the game? Aw, man, go sit down, man. You go research and Google me, bro. Do your Googles, man. Don't you believe in Google? Don't you believe in Google? Well, just Google me.
Hey,
Google is more. Oh, I got online 01.
Yo.
2001, and I was a party promoter on the street 15 years before that. 15 years before that, before 01. Don't even size me up. And one more thing, I gotta say this, I'm sorry. This is gonna be my last time addressing. All you corny ass bloggers that's out here following Tekashi Snitch 9, y'all is funny as hell. The same niggas reporting about he a snitch. Y'all bloggers is funny. Stop the bullshit. We never play that nigga music here. Actually, we stand on our platform. You ain't never hear me say, Ben Frank, I got a new song from Tekashi. From who? So all you bloggers, I'm gonna leave it at that. I said what I said on Facebook. I'm gonna say what I say on Twitter about it. I'm not gonna keep tweeting a nigga. And I didn't tweet his name. His name is Tekashi Snitch 9. He's actually a memory to me.
Yeah, like, yo, I'm on now, but how do I tell these niggas I'm here? I'm not.
Who's
that
on the line?
434.
Yeah.
434.
Yo, yo.
Yo.
Yo, yo, this was.
We can't hear you. I can hear you a little bit, but you was in and out. Who's that just jumped in?
Yo, this Willie G. All right.
Oh,
all
this right. Willie D. Man, he's about to get on that Twitter, Willie D. I got tweets up. I got tweets up from Sky and myself. And we love you. I love your new song, bro. Just tell us what's good with you, man. Ben Frank, it's me, Ben Frank, Sky on the line, Hess, Big Hess. And Ben Frank is the master mixer on the music tip and running the show.
What's
so
good? What's good, everybody?
On,
how y'all
Willie
feeling?
D. What's good? What's
all
good?
Right. How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling?
Everything good, yo. Let us know what you're all about, Willie G.
Trying to stay up, bro. Trying to stay up.
Yeah, let us know what you're all about.
Yeah, man. I'm from Lynchburg, Virginia. You know what I'm saying? I've been rapping for over 15 years. I've been producing for over 15 years. I do graphics. I pretty much do pretty much all my own work. It's in-house. You know, I'm from that 90s era. I grew up in the 90s, so, you know, I listen to everything from the 80s on up. You know what I'm saying? I try to have a little bit of everything in my music, but with the new single I dropped recently is mainly just some bars. You know what I'm saying? It's for the bar heads that wanted some bars out there.
I like how you came like that because you didn't even start it. I don't know, I want to get a track of it because we're going to do a promotional interview in the world premiere for you tonight, but I got to just touch on what I like about the track because it's actually my first track hearing from you, but since I found out you was a producer, of course I got to dig in your catalog. But we talking about hard pill to swallow right now because I got you, bro. Like, this future guru, Sky put me on to you. I put you on to Ben Frank and my man Big Hess. We're going to play your record tonight. But I got to say, well, you was bold enough to do your song without a musical introduction. You just jumped in because I'm a DJ, so
yeah.
I got the air for music. Yeah, yeah. And then when you started your bars with the music, it went bananas. So, like, I want you to tell me about that before we play the record because that's one of the things I like about the record. And I put it high on my playlist on the on Spotify Mix Show Volume 1. I gave you a nice top 10 slot. You want my playlist
that.
On Spotify already? Of course, bro. We got other playlists involved, but I want to show you. I want to warm you up to the situation. Like when I start putting you on different playlists, your streams gonna go up, and we gonna work it out. Don't even worry about it. But we moving right now, so. Tell us as a producer and the recording process on that song how it went down because you're very talented, bro. And I know, I see, you know what, one thing, before you answer that question, the reason that the most talented producers came out when Jermaine Dupri was out, Dallas Austin, Manny Fresh, Dr. Dre, the reason those guys were so great, even Diddy, because they had the musical influence of the people that I was speaking about earlier, like Cameo, Bar, you know, the Bar Kays. I mean, all the original type of beats, the first beats and everything from the, James Brown era. And I know you can touch on this, but that's why the 90s era music was so strong, because of their musical influence from their parents and what they had in the crate and had their ear tuned into.
I mean, growing up, man, I listened to everything from Teddy Riley, which was new when I was, young, but Teddy Riley and the whole New Jack Swing era, all the way back to, you know what I'm saying, Kumo D and LL and the whole Def Jam era, like from their beginning, Beastie Boys and all of that, you know what I'm saying? I grew up on all of that. And just to take it back to, like, stuff like Al Green and Teddy Pendergrass and, you know, Dion, you know, I mean, it's a lot of people. Shaka Khan, a lot of people that I pulled from. Otis Redding, you know what I'm saying? I can keep going on and on.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Curtis Mayfield.
I like that.
Did I hear Otis Redding?
Right. You said Otis Redding.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying. I try to stay modern.
Another artist I would like you to check out, since we got you on the line, and love brother, I got to tell you, my brother, the inspiration is already there for me on my end. But I do want to say this before I let Ben Frank take over the interview for us again. I would love to suggest that you check out the legendary Sam Cooke and his music and his legacy and what he actually did in the music industry. Because
I'm a big Sam Cooke fan.
I don't have to say no more. He'll see it if he didn't see it, we might have to put him on before the end of the show.
The Killing of Sam Cooke is a documentary on Netflix that I would love to have you go check out, brother.
It's going to change your life.
Yeah, he owned
I'm going to check that out.
He was one of the first cats to really own his own publishing. That was way back then.
Yeah.
Man, come on.
That's special.
He did a lot for music. You know what I'm saying? He did a lot for music for black artists, period. For artists, period.
Oh, you already know.
Business-wise, definitely, man. Definitely, yo. Phone lines lighting up 732. What's poppin'?
Who got 732? I think that's Sky.
That's Sky, yeah, man. I'm just enjoying my guy, man, my little bro, you know, in here. Talking and representing, man. What's happening, bro? Like, I just want to let y'all know, man, I'm just so proud of this dude, man. I've been rocking with him since, like, he was a senior in high school. And we just always had a good rapport. We had a label way back when. Went through a time when we wasn't really together, but it wasn't no problem. And I just remember him being out there, like, feeling like he ain't had nobody. And I'm like, come on, man. And it's been on ever since, man. And we so proud of this single. It's only been out since Friday. And we probably already over a little bit under 10,000 streams in, like, you know, 4 or 5 days. So, you know, we like the action that we're getting on the record right now.
Yeah, I appreciate all the love, yo.
That's the blessing, man. I got this show live on my Twitter and Facebook, so the tweets and the archive, we do an archive podcast, bro, just so you know how we work over here. I want to tune you in and tap you in, bro, because when we are done with the show, it's like a recorded episode, and we repost it, and you can send it out to your peoples, bro, so they can hear what you got to say. It's your audience, man. It's your world, but we got a world that we work together with and networking with. That's what the Mel Network do, bro, and the 1000 Network and stuff. And we got my man Big Hess working on our global exposure platforms with the UK and Africa, man. The United Kingdom and Africa. We up in here, man.
Yes, sir.
Sky backing us up, too, with all his platforms, man. Like I said earlier in the show, Sky got platforms, bro. That's my bro, man. Sky got platforms, man. We out here rocking, man.
Because I got platforms, that means y'all got platforms. And that's what I want to make sure that people know, that we don't do that. Yo, that's my bro. We going to work together. Like, we already working together, and we going to continue to work together. Like, we do this for real. We network for real. We support each other for real. And we don't just do it, yo, he support me, I support them. Like, that Mill Soul is, like, my favorite record right now.
That's dope, man. I see you posting
that joint crank. That joint crank. I always either start the show off with it, or I start like a segment off with it, because it's a perfect lead-in, man.
But
so,
your show is quality, and we already got a quality audience. Like, man, you was talking earlier, you know, in the day-to-day, Sky, I said,
yeah.
The talented artists are going to find you, bro. The talented artists are going to find your platform, bro. That's it. Ben Frank know it. That's something unspoken that me and Ben Frank never even had to discuss. I discussed that with you before I even had to discuss that with Ben Frank. Me and Ben Frank been on that path. I never had to even say that to him. I told you that today, but I never had to tell my brother Ben Frank that. He hitting y'all with bangers, and I'm hitting y'all with bangers. All on the same platform right now, right here. I never had to have that discussion with him that I have with you today. Like, if you stick to the integrity part and what you sending me, the talented artists are going to find you. That's why I lost the headache trying to say, oh, you want to be on my shit? No. Hold up. If this shit don't work on that platform, you're not getting in. You're going to have to go back to the drawing board with that. And I'm trying to accommodate artists on all type of genres and platforms and playlists that may or may not work, but it's only so far I'm going to bend. I'm not going to fold. But I'm not going to bend so much to where it's folded. No, I don't fold. I don't fold. You can't bend me. You're not going to bend. Yo, bend, break. No, that's not an option. Folding is not an option. These niggas out here folded. Nicki Minaj just did a record, so I see with Tekashi Snitch 9. She folded. To me, I don't care. Like, how's that?
That's not a good look, man.
I don't think it's a good look. But I would like to pose a question to our audience, how everybody else going to follow along, and that they selling their souls early in the game, bro. She ain't been in the artist that long as a platform to be like, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and do a record.
But let me cut you off, though. Like, she hasn't, but that's always the way to jump on a record.
It would have been better for her
that
she didn't do a record with that nigga again. I'm sorry even to cut you off. It would look better. She did the record with him before. It wouldn't look good for her to do better to deal with him. She should have left that alone and just kept it moving. Yo, the guy Doja Cat and Gucci, the Doja Cat and Gucci shit makes her look better than doing the record with 6ix9ine. Because Doja Cat and Gucci shows that Gucci supporting new artists and he still fuck with Nicki to a degree. That's all that means. Because if you heard the Nicki Minaj Doja Cat record, you can respect Gucci for, like, getting that money out here.
Yeah.
Gucci Man, Doja Cat is Gucci Man's artist, bro.
Okay.
So the record that Nicki and Doja Cat got out, listen, the record that Nicki and Doja Man got out is only through Gucci.
Well, I didn't know that was Gucci artist.
Go ahead, Ben Frank. I didn't hear you, bro.
That's Gucci Man artist, Doja Cat, Gucci Man artist. I ain't know that.
Yeah, man, yeah, bro.
Okay.
What's up, bro? I got you, bro. I'm gonna wake everybody up. These are my niggas. My niggas on the line right now. We can wake niggas up from here. I'll be knowing, bro. You know I'm telling you, bro. That shit, that's trivial. That's
like,
trivial what Gucci's doing. I fuck with,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I fuck
that.
With that.
I like
but
that.
But that was
yeah,
a good play.
Cool.
If you think about the record that Nicki and Doja got, why would they need 6ix9ine? Why would Nicki need to do a record with 6ix9ine? I don't even get that. That's
There it go. Like, I don't know why we trying to make this shit in the science. Excuse my friend. Like, it's like that's what
that's
it bad. Is. It, like, she always been like on the next hot one. Like, she ain't even like Cardi. But she got on that Migos record that Cardi was on. Like, it was like, I won't even chill with her in the video, nothing, but I'm going to be on this record. Then what? Yo Gotti. Like, on and on and on. Like, whoever was the hot person or had the hot record, she was jumping on the remix.
Nah, but look how smart, like, Gucci is. I got to bring Gucci back into this conversation. Just look how smart Gucci is. Nah, just on the G code. Look how smart Gucci is for having that lane, right? But Nicki going to fuck it up by going to a record with 6ix9ine right now. That's going to be the next cover you see Nicki and 6ix9ine on the cover. I don't even know the name of the record. I've seen it on somebody else's Facebook timeline, and I ain't paying no attention to it because I'm not going to give that clown no play on my pages or nothing. I just want to know what I just stated something for the bloggers, like, wake up. Y'all niggas was posting all about this nigga before he went to jail. Y'all just baiting niggas, like, to click on y'all shit. Y'all niggas is fucking terrible.
Y'all, they horrible.
We don't do that over here, bro. For a song? You look crazy for a song right now. That's what the fuck I'm saying. And that ain't no way.
I don't know why Akon doing the song. I don't know why Akon doing the song with 6ix9ine. That fucked my head up.
I saw that too, bro. Hey, somebody threw a bag at him. It might have been a mil, it might have been 2 mil, it might have been 3 mil.
It kind of billionaire.
If a record label know they can make 10, then Frank, if a record label know they can make 10 and give Akon a bag for 3 or 5, it was for the money.
He don't need the money.
But if I'm
a billionaire.
Thank you. Thank you, bro. So I'm like, I'm tripping. Thinking Nicki don't need the money.
Something ain't right. Something don't add
up. But that's my bad.
Maybe
that's my bad.
He got dirt on them. Maybe
that's
he got dirt on them.
Bad.
Nobody knows.
Hey, I'm wrong. Hey, Scott. Hey, Ben Frank. Hey, yes, I'm wrong. I'm thinking Nicki ain't need the money. I'm wrong.
Akon definitely don't.
Yo,
Akon so rich. He got a city named after him in Africa.
He want niggas to follow that shit. There's some devilish shit right there. Stop. I like what you said, Ben Frank. Some devilish shit right there. They can show you that Akon is gonna fuck with this shit.
The most motherfuckers that Africans and
Americans respect is Akon. So the final thing is going to filter for them. That's a win for them. They're like, wait a minute, we got the Africans mixed up and the American KKKs mixed up. You ain't got me mixed up. I know the play. You ain't got me mixed up, but I know what y'all doing. Y'all going to play on the Africans and the Americans with Akon and fuck them up with the song and say, yo, Akon's fucking with it. That's the bingo right there. Because Africans and Americans say they wavering. You fucking on the fence wait. That's what you call on the fence.
That's crazy. And he got the nerve to remake the song Locked Up. And a nigga just snitched his way out of federal time.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. I didn't know what that was about because I had no interest. Bro, I didn't know that.
That was a song.
I had no interest. Let me say this.
Now,
I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm gonna pipe down after this. Because that's a new it's time to shut up and listen. Hold on. Bro, you just fucked me up with that.
It's crazy.
Hold on. Man, it's time for me to shut up and listen. I'm a Jersey nigga. I know when to shut up and listen. Trust me. My nigga, like, I never would have thought, right? So that bag is a $10 million bag, right? The bag is at least $5 million for Akon, because that's the only type of deal that Akon would fuck with. $5 million or better. Don't think that they can't make $5 million off that song. That's number one. So if Akon gets $5 million and the label gets $10 million, they're gonna pay Akon the $5 million to fuck with 6, the snitch nigga. Now, thing that is for less than that, bruh, whoever on this line today, don't think the deal for Akon was less than $5 million. It was not. Now you got Nicki in the picture, my nigga. You got Nicki in the picture, which guarantees the money for Akon automatically through the label, bro. Wake up. The label finesse niggas all the time. They're going to finesse the Akon into the Nicki. The Nicki money going to drip back to Akon and they got to pay Akon. The $5 million is there for Akon already. Akon was the catalyst for Nicki to fuck with it. Dumb shit. Crooked ass, evil ass shit.
That shit crazy. Ain't going to do over Locked Up on top of that. How the hell?
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it didn't
sound right. Yeah,
I'm done.
When I see that, what the fuck is this?
Really?
Are they joking? Like,
are you? I don't know.
But anyway,
yo, I want to thank y'all for enlightening me. Yo, can we drop that? Because you know what? It's a perfect time to drop my bro out a single,
Jeep.
A hard pill to swallow.
so we can get back to real hip hop, man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
If you got my man, if you got my man song, Willie G, that's, I got to catch up with him on Twitter because I done tweeted his shit on Twitter. Sky know it. We tapping him. I got his Apple Music link. Sky know I got the Spotify link. We doing music distribution for Willie G tonight. This is Willie G shout out. Yo, it's a Willie G shout out.
Let's get to it, man. Talk Change Radio.
Yo,
Willie G, bro. You go announce that? Go ahead and announce that. Go ahead, bro.
Yes, sir.
We're going to play your joint. Go ahead and announce it, bro.
Yo, G.
Willie.
Willie G, you still on the line?
Uh-oh. Yeah, 434.
Yo, 434.
He's
still
on the line. Let's drop it.
He there. Yo,
nah, he there, Willie. Hey, yo, Willie, you there, right? All right,
yeah,
what's
right
good? Go ahead and announce your song,
okay? There you go.
Yeah, it's Willie G, Team Skyward, Skyward Eminem. This is my new single, Hard Pill to Swallow. Let's get back to some bars, some current events, mix it all up, and enjoy the shit.
You see
it?
Check the persona, Willie, you're sick as coronavirus. Hit the booth and cause a crisis. Got this bitch on autopilot. You might be David, but trust me, bitch, I am not Goliath. Spit the flow, approach it quick and stick you on a liquid diet. Just pick a fight with the squad and watch the fun begin. Get the strap and nigga, it's a wrap like a mummy head.
Yeah.
Welcome committee, we at the front when you coming in. Fuck all that mumbling, nigga, let's get the rumbling.
Yeah.
You leave stumbling, this game's crumbling. And I'm harder than that crack cocaine that be bubbling. Yeah, you weaker than some PC. Speakers. And me, my flow uglier than ET's features. It's a sport, you belong in the bleachers with all the dreamers. I'll come to your block and make you put some use to them sneakers.
Yeah.
You paid 300 for them, but ain't got 300 on you.
Fuck.
Your niggas say they had your back, but they fronted on you. Big facts, I don't do that pit-pat rap. Break you off a piece of the strap, that Kit-Kat that. I feel like Big Tigger when his mama move, cause everybody noticed when this game lost a lot of jewels. The llama gon' do more than drop a bruise. It's liable to pop and leave you personal property of a hospital.
Ooh.
Billy Crystal, you niggas swear that you comical until you under pressure and you melting like a popsicle. This obstacle I overcame is damn near impossible. With me losing is right beside it, I'm just being honest, dude. I don't know what kind of dude to buy a bitch some Prada shoes and let her walk all over you. I think this shit is kinda rude. Ooh. Let me catch my breath before a nigga feel like he ain't got nothing left. And right before I tell you how this industry's a fucking mess. Fuck the stress, if I ain't selling bricks then they don't fuck with that. Let me sell some keys and I'll tell the DJ to run it back. You niggas make me laugh spitting that booty tang funny rap. Side I take, and might I say, with all them tight clothes, you niggas is looking bright eyed gay. Is it okay if I say that word in 2020 for real? Cause if I never wear a dress, I might never get a deal. I'm so fed up with the mess, but I will never pop a pill. I'd rather get a bitch to pop a pussy right in front of my grill. Hot damn it, I done finally landed, smoothing in granite, moving in panic like I woke up in a hammock. You should have left me sick with the graphics and doing videos, and now I'm back eating these rappers quicker than Cheerios.
Yeah.
Sky, do you see this shit is getting really pitiful?
Yeah.
You can fit all the good rappers in the kiddie pool. You could ask my mama, I done been this way since middle school. Hard to ridicule, you niggas is minuscule, bitch.
Had to close the show out with that joint.
I like that.
Hey, look. What the fuck? Who writes about a popsicle these days?
That makes sense.
A popsicle, sir. I heard the nigga say popsicle. I don't know about y'all. I heard him say popsicle, bro.
Yeah.
Bro,
nigga,
he said popsicle.
Niggas think they hide until they melt like a popsicle.
Yo, where you get that shit from?
This obstacle all over the time is damn near possible, and me using this right beside it, I'm just being honest, bro.
It had to be hot that day.
I want to know what my brother Ben Frank think about that record, if it's going to be a make or break on the hip-hop stock exchange, home of the indie artists.
I like that, man. Damn. I like that. Bars right there. I like how he's flowing on it. You know what I'm saying? He's saying some real shit. You know, he had the metaphors going and all that. You know what I mean?
He went crazy. He said a...
And yeah, I want to get back into the record.
Hey, look. For y'all that don't know hip-hop, the popsicle reference was a metaphor. Goofy ass, man.
Exactly.
It's real hip-hop. Hey, look. The popsicle reference was a metaphor. Goofy ass nigga. We do real hip-hop over here. Period.
Yo, Willie, though. Yo, Willie,
this
shit is in rotation
already,
Scott.
Scott. Yeah, Scott.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott.
That's real.
Nah, man, thank y'all. No, thank y'all, man, because, like,
yo,
I'm sitting here.
Yeah, we need a top five. Like, Ben Frank's going to ask you your top five. Ben Frank, handle that, bro. You doing your thing, bro.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. You really like give us your top five greatest MCs all time. No order.
Top five greatest. Does it have to be in rank? From
No order, bro. Top five.
No order, bro.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Look us out.
Hov. He won. You know what I'm saying? He just one of them. Hov. I got Big. I'll skip around. I'll probably go to Cube. Ice Cube. Fourth. I'll probably say somebody like Beans.
Ooh.
Fifth, I'll probably have to say somebody like, that's a tough one, yo. I'll probably have to give it to M for real, yo, because he's an MC. You know what I'm saying? He one of my favorite. He one of my favorites too.
Lose Yourself, but who's your first one again? I missed your first one, fam.
My first one was Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? And don't get it twisted, like, when somebody asks me, what's my top 10 or top 5 or top 3, it's real hard because I listen to everything, and I think a lot of shit is dope for real. So, and a lot of shit nowadays ain't too dope. You got to really look for it, but I listen to a little bit of everything. So, I might be listening
That's
to fact. Master P. I might be listening to E-40. I might be listening to Red Cafe. I might anything, you know what I'm saying? So, a lot of niggas is dope out there,
bro. From this day forward, if I send Sky a track, would you commit on this show and like to fuck with it and listen to it too? So
most
you get
definitely. That's
you 100. Get sharpen your sword. I want to see you sharpen your sword, nigga. I got tracks for days, but for months, for years, nigga.
Hey, I'm with it. That's just love, bro.
Nah, man,
hey,
Scott was talking about that earlier. That's how we're going to do it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Man, Scott,
he
behind the scenes, man, getting it in. Man, Scott getting it in, bro.
Look, let me say this real quick, man. They better respect what Future Guru doing out there, man. It's a lot of people that's got names and things like that. They really don't have no plug. They really don't have no contact. So
they
you go,
don't. They
and,
don't.
And you
they
pay
don't.
Them. You pay them off their name, and they can't really make no moves for you. You got to do out here getting his hands dirty, like talking
to
like four or five things.
I don't even cut you off. I'll let you finish your thoughts, guy. I just hit a blogger up that got 300,000 followers, and he said, "Yo, my album dope. My album fire. Boo, boo, boo. I need a Spanish vibe, dog. Whoop de whoop." And his live was dope. I said a bunch of y'all niggas his live and shit. I said, man, I looked at another one of his posts, though, because I just started following the nigga. I knew he knew about it, but I didn't know I wasn't following him. Whatever. So when somebody sent me the shit, shout out to Slay Stone, my brother Slay Stone, Phenom Radio Program Director. You know, we get your music on the internet radio and all that, 1000 Network and all that. He sent me the link to his biscuit joint. Giving somebody some inspiration, yo. But anyway, like, it's like this, man. I told him, nigga, hit up Chubby Chubb if you want that Spanish vibe. Do you know who Chubby Chubb is, though? And I put it in the tweet, in the post on Instagram. I said, yo, give it Chubby Chubb if you're looking for that Spanish vibe for your album. That's 50 Cent tour DJ.
Yeah, yeah.
So like Sky just said, we dropping free game tonight on y'all. What you gonna do with it?
Real talk, yeah.
Scotty is here to back me
like,
up. And Bill Frank is here to
like
back me up.
I just like people, man, that talk with their work. And I'm gonna stop talking.
Right.
I want to jump in the post. Yeah, but like he talked through his work, man, and his work it produces results. And I could speak on that, not because he my man, because I've used his services as a client, as a customer of his to push my labels, and they've been very successful, partly because of the work that Future Guru been doing via Twitter, Spotify, Apple Music, blogs, and what have you. So I'm just telling artists, like, yo, you got the budget for what he does. He not cheap, but he affordable and he effective. And I'm going to just leave. Oh, one more thing, real quick. Yo, that record, Willie recorded it. He recorded it. He mixed it. Obviously, he wrote it and rapped. And he did the cover for it.
And the cover for it? That was crazy. I feel like that cover. Hey, Bill Frank, you got that picture, right? For the album cover?
Yeah. Like, he did everything on it. Like,
that's what I'm just trying to say.
Like,
man, I love that shit, bro.
He's a walking, talking, just musical.
I sent that shit to Bill Frank, bro. I sent that shit to my brother, man. He got all that shit. We got the content already, man. We lit, man. This ain't gonna be no. This ain't no red up.
Hey,
no red ups over here.
You sent me too, right?
Yeah, 434.
Is that the one you sent me?
Hard Pill to Swallow by Willie G, man. We gonna blow that up. Hard Pill to Swallow, Willie G. That's all you need to know. We gonna put the artwork up, the links up, music distribution campaign. This ain't just no Spotify. This Spotify, iTunes. Whatever y'all want. You want to fuck with y'all, whatever y'all want. This is the type of shit me and Sky was talking about. We know everybody click on different platforms. Some niggas click on SoundCloud more, we testing the market. Some niggas click on Facebook more, we testing the market. Some niggas click on YouTube and Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music more, we testing the market. We going to put our shit out there on all y'all shit for y'all to fuck with. We're going to give y'all the opportunity to, like, me and Sky was talking about this for damn near, you know what I'm saying, earlier today. I don't even,
it's like,
30, don't
like,
even
like,
know
like 45 minutes and shit, just talking business, man.
Nah,
like,
and I was at work, so you know this shit is serious. I was at work talking to my brother, so this shit's serious.
So,
it ain't no
like,
joke.
You really bring it on here pretending because, like, I got my artists on the line. We really be formulating plans behind the scenes on how we can help not only our artists, but help artists out there that's really serious and got talent.
Most definitely.
I'm telling you, I'd rather plug into this show, man, and people listening, get your people to plug into this show because they be dropping science.
We're going to put it on all the black Facebook groups. If y'all got a black Facebook group to suggest or any type of Facebook to suggest, because we are not limiting ourselves. We do not hit that switch. We do not hit the limit switch. We the no limit switch, bitch.
I got you.
That nigga is crazy.
You see,
don't even fuck with me like that.
Is,
no limit switch, bitch. Right. No limit switch. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. Because you're isolating yourself from us, goofy ass nigga. We already got that UK Africa Global. That's why we bugging on your A-time Nicki Minaj niggas with the Tekashi snitch nine. You think we can't speak that shit right now, fool? We can speak it. We will change the directions. That niggas is not kings and queens, y'all fools. That y'all really buying like that, dummy. Don't do
you
that.
See, if I suck, same.
I'm going to smack your hand.
If I'm talking to James Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. 4 hours tonight, we gonna play a couple bangers, chop it up. You know how we do, man.
Yep.
All right.
I got too much Malcolm to play this Kanye album. And all of the rappers I used to listen to, shit, now I'm around them. And all of the friends I made in the industry, on one hand I could count them. On one finger waving around, I'm singing that CeeLo Green and I'm loud, I'm yelling, fuck you, and them too. Not gentle with a pencil, hit you with lead, the way that it sprayed it red, I'm scribbling shit I've been through. Got my sword and I got my pen too, I'm with all that shit you asking for. Whatever y'all try and get into, this rap shit or that casket, blast it. Till everyone that's near you hear this classic that I mastered in every way. I say that I'm AI and this is practice. All of the tactics that I attack with, that's it. That shit in my package, figure the way that I deliver. Give them the numbers and they can track it, that's it. They want smoke, we match it. Front and we rolling backwards. Burn them, I turn and pass it. Hit them and flick they ashes. Word to my daddy. I'm really not that savage, but I ain't pussy, man. Don't push me, man. Them boys, they catnip. That's over their head, but it's no cap whenever I play my anthem. I got them standing, hand on their forehead, salute you, captain. Cause I'm a star, I spangled the charm, and it's hanging like a banner. Standing right next to Cap.
Trying to conquer this whole game and then divide that shit. All them demons that I was fighting, I made a lion switch. I lost my daddy, that's a scar on me, that's lion shit. He was a king, now I'm a reign, fuck all that crying shit. Fuck all that crying shit. Yeah, make way, I'm Rob. Yeah, Rashid like Wop. Yeah, two texts that I eject, yeah, kiss the game goodbye. Yeah. Can't kill what's real, they tried, I survived. Came back with a strap, clapping, aiming at your top five. Yo, I saw you with Nas, and on stage with J Protégés, y'all rock the mic, that's live. Why the fuck you ain't signed? When the fuck's your time? You could probably go lead the new school where you busting them rhymes. Man, I'm stuck on my grind, dollar signs in my mind, bags under my eye. Storm coming, I'm calm, war, I'm on the front lines. Nip past the baton that one time that I shook his hand. I took it then, continued up on this marathon, and I never ran. From no man, I was programmed to stay low-key and lock shit down. Be the king, hold your crown on your throne, but don't sit around. All eyes on me, that's rise, homie, I'm Tupac and I get around. I ain't come here to be unclear, it ain't my year, it's my right now. It's a lot of clowns, and I got rounds of fire that y'all could jump through. Youngin said I was running late, I told him it's past your curfew. Patience ain't complacent, and waiting ain't no virtue. You gon' eat? Well, this game will eat you alive in
this whole game and then divide that shit. All them demons that I was fighting, I made a lion switch. I lost my daddy, that's a scar on me, that's lion shit. He was a king, now I'm a reign, fuck all that crying shit. Fuck all that crying shit. Yeah, make way, I'm Rob. Yeah, Rashid like Wop. Yeah, two texts that I eject, yeah, I'm kissing game goodbye. Yeah, can't kill what's real, they tried, I survived. Came back with a strap, clapping, aiming at the top five.
I got too much Malcolm to play this Kanye album, and not enough Martin to be marching without my gun. I be so focused on that road up ahead of me, I be forgetting just how far I've come. I got a team and I believe in them too, but I can't help but feeling like I'm the one. Cause I be on that front line to the finish, and I'm running through that shit cause I'm not done.
Yeah, 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 you know what it is. This is Dev. All money is legal. Tune in to Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. You already know what it is.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby.
Damn, girl. Out of all the things we've been through, I can say you changed me into a better man.
Oh no, baby, realize.
And what the better?
Realize.
Amen.
Things got better than ever.
Oh no.
The more we together,
oh, no,
the better,
baby,
my effort.
Realize. Realize.
What you realize, they say the truth hurts, so I used to hell rise. Never knew the pain I caused, now I realize. I hit you so low, just so I could fail high. This ain't no game, and if it was, baby, hopefully I get another try to show my love, baby. All the things we've been through, know my love crazy, know I did you wrong, but it is what it was, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now, and the way you felt it, you don't feel right now. It's that calm shit, pulling on your hair with your arm shit, feeling like beef with the ring to alarm shit. When my phone steady ringing, line always pinging, women that I'm bringing, in and out the picture when I'm supposed to be your nigga, when I'm faded off the liquor of the women in my Mr. Buck.
Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize.
Realize.
right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize. I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now. Won't you realize?
Realize, realize,
realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize.
You got the best of me, you earned the rest of me. I underestimated everything that we could be. Damn it, we made it, with no hesitation. I had to make you mine, cause my baby's the greatest. We've been through it all, baby. You risked it all for me. Baby, now I owe you everything and more. And I'ma give you everything you deserve. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if you wasn't there looking out for me. You gave me another chance to show you I'm a better man. Sometimes I wonder where I would be if you wasn't there looking out for me. You gave me another chance to show you I'm a better man.
Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize. I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize I'm a better man right now. Won't you realize? Realize I'm a better man right now. Realize I'm a better man right now, baby. Realize.
Fire, 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 fire.
Hip-hop stock,
change
better,
get your mind right, get your money
right.
It's popping, y'all.
It's popping.
Yeah,
that was
flame right there.
I like, what more can I say? Top billing.
You see?
Hey,
hey. I need that joint too. Hey, that opened up a whole lot of content right there. Hey, do you realize? They said realize. You said realize in the song. Do you realize? Hey, that's what we do. y'all live for it, man. Yeah, do you realize? You know what I mean? Do you realize you're driving home from the show and shit? Honey, do you realize? You know, maybe I better get y'all shit together.
Hey, future, what dimension we in, man?
We in the fifth dimension. They don't know. They don't know what the hell that is. The fifth dimension is based on love, peace, unity, sharing, and actually like just doing it from the heart, man. Actually, that's the best way we can say it right now. Y'all can't even get the rest of the information. You keep tuning in. Shit.
Hey, you left
peace
out,
and love,
you left
man. Peace and love, man.
You left
you know
out
how Ben Frank closed out the show. You know how Ben Frank closed out the show. We gonna let him close out the show like we do. But my man, the enemy, got a track, and he gonna be a future guest on this show. I'm giving him a shout out right now, so y'all know this is archived in the books. That joint he got, Untouchable, is actually on the same lines as the joint we just played. And when we close it out, Ben Frank, if he give me the opportunity to get that song on the air, Untouchable, y'all going to see where we headed with this hip-hop shit. So the enemy out of Canada and his whole audience, the enemy is Untouchable. That's his new record, and that's how I'm marketing the shit. He knows that I'm going to handle that. And he's going to be on the show with another record that we're going to debut, but I just want to give y'all a heads up. This my guy, man. He one of the first cats that, when I moved out to Tacoma, Washington, in between my Jersey transition and coming out here, he's one of the first cats that just like, yo, I fuck with your platform, bro. What I need to get that big-time promotion shit. He didn't come at me on no little man shit. He came at me like a boss. An artist from Canada. The enemy. That's why I said when you play that untouchable, I had to set the whole play up because I didn't just start fucking with this cat. I've been fucking with this cat since I moved out here, and it's time for me to bring his platform to our shit, like to actually let these people know how serious we are with Canada, the UK, Africa, US, everywhere. We're touching that. We got that. 60 plus countries if you want to do your math and tap in on our tweets and shit, on our replies, on our posts. You figure that out. We can't wake you up. When you sleeping, you will sleep on the tweets. That's your problem. So you sleeping on our tweets is not our problem. I'm sorry. And I'm gonna stand up for that. If you sleeping on our tweets, that is not our problem.
Oh, that's real, that's real. Yo, Willie T, where you feel hip hop culture is headed in the next 5 years?
To be honest with you, I think that hip hop's gonna be good in the next 5 years, as far as more roots being brought up. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna get more quote unquote hip hoppier. You know, it's gonna be more lyrics. It's gonna be more appreciated lyrics, all around the map. You know what I'm saying? People are saying it's gonna go right back to the up north. I think it's really going to spread around, and it's not going to be pretty much like a north or a west or a south. It's just going to be dope artists, you know what I'm saying, and making music like it originally was anyway. So I think it's going to be good for hip-hop.
Did you say you was from Richmond, Virginia?
No, I'm from Lynchburg, Virginia. It's about 3 hours away.
Well, let's just
two and
say,
and a half, 3 hours
if you
away.
Know, if you know Chamberlain Ave in Richmond, you know that's where my family ties is at.
Yeah, I know that.
Man,
I know that.
Who said they know that? I know. I'm only 95. Who know that? Who said they know that?
I know that. I know that shit.
Look. I'm from the old school, man. I used to date a chick. She was at Virginia. She was at Virginia Union. I got family right around the corner in Richmond, bro. Yeah, right around the corner, man.
I couldn't help myself. Yeah, I know. I know. I couldn't help myself. I had to.
Yeah, man.
That's
shout
love,
out to
right
there. Everybody in Cap City.
Yo, Willie G, give
my
everybody
ahead,
your
bro.
Links and all that so they can check out your music and all that.
Back. Yeah, man. You got iTunes. You got Spotify. You got anything. You know what I'm saying? Just look me up. Willie G, WILLY-G. You know what I'm saying? You can check
and
out.
And it's called what? New single is called what?
Check out my new single. It's called A Hard Pill to Swallow, produced by Willie G, Team Sour. Yeah, appreciate you, bro. You can actually look up. I got singles out right now. I got a single called Doing My Dance. I got a single called Power. Recently, me and my homeboy did an EP. It's doing real good. Called Play Cousins. We dropped that last April. That's still doing good. Look out for something new from us.
Okay.
And I'm currently working on an EP. It's going to have a hard pill to swallow. That's going to be dropping sometime in the summer. So get ready for that. That's going to be bananas right there.
In the meantime, in between time, please log back into your Twitter because that's home base. You might not realize it yet, but me and Scott have been talking about it. And you can say, yo, if you just say log back into the Twitter, what you got? What y'all got lined up?
Yeah.
And then you're going to get
I told him he got to be more active. He definitely got to be more active.
You got to be active. We talking about it because we real G's on here.
Yeah.
I'm going to link
all my accounts. I'm gonna link all my accounts back up.
We got you either way, but you gotta log on. We got you either way. When you log on, you gonna come really fuck with us because Hess is a monster. Big Hess, he got the Africa and the UK, and man, Ben Frank out here. We thought we was on to something. Big Hess on to something a whole nother level. Like we out here working, bro. Like we. We fucking with you. We gonna put that out there for him, man.
I appreciate that, man. That's love, bro.
Big Hess already in. It's the network. Tell him, Big Frank.
Yeah, right.
That's what's up. Yo, Willie G, you want to get some shout out before we go up there?
Couldn't hear you, bro.
You want to get some shout out before we go up there?
I want to shout out the whole team, Skyward. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out my city, Lynchburg, Virginia. I want to shout out everybody that's going through what they're going through right now. Be strong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out Shay Money. She's going to be on the new project. Shout out my homeboy, D-Wild. You know what I'm saying? Shout y'all out for showing mad love. Shout out New York. Shout out, you know, Jersey. Shout out everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Shout out everybody that's showing love.
Oakland.
Make sure you shout out
AKA the town.
Oh, yeah. Oakland. Who from there?
Yeah.
Who from there?
Oakland.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oakland. You in there. But the whole thing about that, you in there as of tonight. You're in there stamped as of tonight, bro. Right now.
Yeah.
That part.
Hey, we need to hook up. Show love to Oakland, yo. Mad love to Oakland, yo. Word. My shout out is to my brother, the enemy, the enemy, because his name is actually spelled
D'NME.
Yes, sir. I like that.
When I tell y'all, because you know what? He at war with all you fake-ass, whack-ass rappers.
Yo, chill.
This my guy. This my guy from Canada. Don't think I got secret weapons. I'm launching missiles.
Hey, you tell him about Trans City? He know the date?
He going to be on there? Hey, Hez already got that lined up. Shout out to Trans City Radio, because that's another shout out we needed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, brother, pay attention on the moment of silence. Brother, pay attention to the moment of silence. We're going to close the show out with a moment of silence, and I'm going to pray that my best friend got that untouchable loaded up by the enemy. The enemy. I ain't got it. Load it up. It's all good. I ain't got it yet. Send it again to me, bro. I'm gonna send it to you real quick. Check your email, Ben Frank. But if you have time, I got you. But we gonna be on the show next week, and we gonna play that baddest fuck, his other single. Check your email, Ben Frank.
Let me jump in here real quick, because I got like 2, 3, 4 shout outs, man. I got some unsung heroes at Team Skyward. They don't rap, they don't sing, they don't produce, but they work like hell to promote the artists. A&R, Alicia George, Lady E, my homegirl Dana O'Leary out of the Twin Cities, Minneapolis. Mickey Biz, and DJ and Bam Bam the DJ, and if I forgot anybody else, my bad. But I just want to, you know, it's hard to get people to work for you, you know, and grind. Oh, and Bree Lopez, my bad, and you know, to get them to really buy into these artists, and like I got a nice staff, man, that really love music and really love representing the artists that I have signed, either my label or my management. So, thank you. I just wanted to, you know, make sure I acknowledge them.
Real talk. That's what's up. Man. All love, man. You want to get some shout-outs, Esther?
Oh, yeah, man. Like I said at the start of the show, man, shout-out to Nigeria, my boy DJ Choco, just the gateway to the motherland. And then it's looking forward to doing business with us. Shout out to you, Ben Frank, Future Guru, everybody here, and Black Lives Matter.
Exactly. Black Lives Matter, and the enemy new single, Untouchable, is fire. I don't know if Ben Frank got it. I got the. I just know,
yeah,
you know
I just
Ben
got
Frank.
It.
Hey,
I think it's too.
If you, if, yo, we need a moment of silence for my bro, because you know what? He stands up. He stands up for himself, and he stands up for others. I actually noticed that about him, like, and his being in his own lane. Like, I actually noticed that about him. Like, he's a talented dude, bro. Willing to collab. He's been on different platforms, like out of Canada. They know he's a lyricist. Like, I gotta respect that. Like, the song is crazy, and it's on a, it's on the same type of vibe that Hard Pill to Swallow was on. That's why, yo, you know what? If we don't get it on, we gonna play both of his songs next week. But like, yo, I gotta give a shout out to my man, the Enemy Official on Twitter, DNME Official on Twitter, and on Facebook is D'Apostrophe. NME, the enemy.
That's real, man.
The
enemy. We gonna
appreciate y'all.
We gonna get that
all
on next week for
love,
sure,
man. Thank you, Ben Frank.
It's all love, man. We gonna get that on next week for sure. I got the email, so I got you. You already know, man.
Long talk.
Word.
Oh, yeah.
That new Devin Mills single, that new Devin Mills Marcus Allen single, Better Man, streaming on all platforms right now. You know what I mean? For real. We're going to finish off with one more banger before I get off the air. You already know how we do, man. Home and the artists, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Salute to all the listeners, man. I see the listeners. It's going up. The wave is going up, man. Shout out to all the listeners that check us out on the podcast, man. We see y'all. We love y'all. Keep listening in until next Wednesday. You already know. Perseverance, determination. Keep your goals in front of you. One love, y'all.
Game when everything was honor. I ain't never changed, put that on my mama. Drug game make you feel like you can take it further. Traumatized, lost my friends to prison and murder. My only advice, get your life in order. Sometimes your biggest critic be your best supporter. Every day is a gamble and the winner might be you. I stay cool, diamond cross, Rolex icy blue. My life changed when I see my son in ICU. He made him good, God is good, I say it twice for you. My nigga Roddy lost his life to a senseless matter. My last chance to say goodbye was at his janazah. We was young trying to score, everything was laughter. We used to run from the evil, but the reaper faster. Every moment is a life lesson that you can capture. I used to really give a fuck, now I'm the fucking master. Everything is different now, I must confess. My heart is ice cold as the shit on my chest. Understand every move, don't live with regrets. Love somebody more than yourself, you living with stress. The question still remains, do the hood lovers? Federalis took a couple of my good brothers. Addicted to the life, going out.